A federal official says a shelter for undocumented immigrant children run by Southwest Key Programs was recently closed because of allegations that workers physically abused kids. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the physical abuse allegations involve staff members and three kids. They did not provide details of the incidents that occurred in mid-September, but the spokesperson says Southwest Key reported them to authorities, the workers involved have all been fired, and a federal investigation is ongoing. Southwest Key has said it welcomed the decision to suspend operations at the shelter. Arizona recently launched a legal process to take away Southwest Key's licenses in the state. As part of that process, Southwest Key and state officials held a settlement conference on Tuesday. A spokesperson for Southwest Key says the meeting was productive. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.